Random House Audio presents The Pirate Queen by Patricia Hickman. Read for you by Flora Plum. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. Chapter 1. My shell is not like this, I think. How untidy it has become. Blurred with moss, knobby with barnacles, its shape is hardly recognizable anymore. Surely it had a shape once. It has a shape still in my mind. What is the shape of my life? Anne Morrow Lindbergh, Gift from the Sea. One might have observed that all of the right people had been invited to the Warren estate for the Southern Living shoot. The certainty of the Warrens' happy existence on Lake Norman was firmly set in the minds of the departing guests. Undoubtedly, through the women present, the affair's success spread off the estate and into the notable neighborhoods. The party had ended, leaving the catering help to stow away the perfectly selected china settings. Sephora Warren pulled down the balloons, plucking them out of the air and then inserting a straight pin into the latex. As quickly as she dropped the dead latex remains, a teen boy she had hired to clean up after the lawn party picked them off the ground. He had trolled past her dock on his jet ski yesterday, and when he saw her sunning on her boat's deck, had asked in vain for a cold beer. Lake Norman's shoreline lapped at the Warrens' family boat in the distance, the mast across against a pale pink manse located transversely on the opposite harbor. One house.